The Gaming Grunts present a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition campaign, Storm King's Thunder.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 40 of Storm King's Thunder, brought to you by The Gaming Grunts. Woo-hoo! When last we left our intrepid adventurers, they were in the process of invading their infiltration, perhaps is the word, of the hill giant stronghold with the assistance of their bronze dragon friend. In the process, they took out the Ettins and various other hobgoblins and whatnot that were residing in the lower level in the pig farm pen area, and are now discussing the next stages of the plan with the dragon. So I cannot remember what the actual plan was, to be honest with you. It was a long time ago.
It was a while ago. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly, it was to get the dragon to, as much as possible, distract the giants up around the main like hall entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go through this bottom up the stairs and try to either sneak in or fight our way in to where Ga is and try and take the conch.
The conch.
When you say the bottom, you mean where we are right now on the map, that opening?
Yeah, so over on the far west side, there's the stairwell up that goes up into the kitchen where they rested halfling before.
There's a ladder that goes up to the kitchen.
Okay.
You didn't actually go up that way, I don't think. No, you did.
No. We're still standing right where we are, like making this plan.
I meant when you rescued the guy, you didn't go in through there. You went in through the curtain. Let me bring I don't want to bring that up yet. You went in through.
Well, the way we went in was Agadir teleported in.
you actually went in invisible. There is an entrance to the kitchen at that upper level, and you kind of went in. It's over by where the watchtower is, and he went in invisible, and then he dimension doored out. So the only time you went up through that hole was with the Arcanine.
This is all the way over on the west side, where just south of the black, darker colored.
Let me go ahead and bring that up.
It's next to the hill giant that's standing by the table.
Yeah, I see that's the ladder, but
yep.
Okay.
Then that comes up this ladder by like the meat hooks.
Okay. I've not seen this map.
The goal, to be clear, was to get in there without fighting.
Right.
So that we can ideally try and steal the conch. Otherwise, it kind of seems like we're going to have to kill them all.
Right.
But there was also, and Bala maybe remembers some of this detail because he came up with a message of us basically telling Ga that we can fight off this dragon for her. But I don't remember where we landed on that.
I thought she agreed to it, didn't she?
What was the... sorry, could you repeat it?
I just said the other thing that we were talking about, but I don't remember where we landed with it, was using ascending, which I thought we did, but I don't remember what the result was, Tuga, to say that we can
drive off the dragon.
Fight off the dragon for you if you will agree to give us your conch.
Oh, okay. And oh yeah, I mean he was amenable to that. To fake it. That's right. You were gonna have the you're gonna have the amenable ones needed to be the people on the airship to basically fake fight the dragon. I think that was.
I think yes. The big key to all of this, though, is that we do know that, according to the Oracle, at least, the conches will not be given willingly. And you could argue this isn't willing, right?
Yeah, it's coercion.
But you could absolutely also argue that the dragon is driven off, it becomes willing, right?
Yeah.
A debt owed or whatever, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just saying that there's some dubious aspects of the plan.
And not without risk.
The only plan we've got.
It's not a ton of risk. I think that's what we're trying to do more than anything is mitigate risk. Mm-hmm. And especially with David not here, we don't want to get Aggie killed. I'm saying re as the royal we, because my opinion may differ.
For no particular reason.
No, there's a particular reason. It's a bard.
It's a bard.
I'm not sure which route we want to take, or we can take like a middle ground approach and still try and steal it while also executing on the plan to drive away the dragon and coerce her into giving it up. And whichever one works.
Sounds good to me.
By the way, I heard a chaining sound.
A what?
Is it only me? I heard a chain sound.
A train? Train.
Oh, no, there's just some, like, I don't know, static sort of.
There is.
It looks like it's from Jeff.
Okay.
I can't tell what it is, though. It's definitely not actually static.
Yeah, it's not actually chain.
Could be like a chain and chain. Microphone.
Or are they the same?
Or, okay. Or a bad connection in one of the.
All right.
Okay, so are we going to... So we're going to send the Bronze Dragon, whose name I will never remember. It does not matter.
it is Felgalos.
Yep. Nope, it's already gone. Yep.
Yeah, sure.
The Bronze Dragon.
Why do you say, I think I said your Bronze Dragon friend in the intro, because I couldn't remember his name right off the top of my head.
So the Bronze Dragon will approach the gate, actually where it is currently on this map, even though this is not actually where it is right now. Approach the boulder that blocks off the main house, attacking it. The airship will come manned by the dragon cult, and they will feign an attack on the dragon and drive it off, and then we will make contact again with Ga and demand the conch in return, and then I guess depending on that response decide what to do.
Okay.
Is all of the things that I have said, anybody disagree?
Nope. Let's do it.
All right. Okay, well, both the dragon and the dragon cult members on the airship are willing to go along with your plan. The cultists, you know, reiterated that they will not get themselves involved in any actual fighting. If any actual fighting approaches them, they will.
They're all for play fighting.
Yeah. But if this helps you along, yeah, they will do so. So it is basically about the limits of their willingness to participate. So you're going to end up going into
So we are not going to reveal ourselves.
Okay.
What we wanted to do is, based on the result of the dragon being drawn off,
right,
we will do another sending and say, bring the conch to a location.
Okay.
And then, you know, see what her response is.
All right. Okay. Then. Okay. The dragon takes off, headed toward the front boulder, the entrance that is closed by the boulder, where there is a hill giant awaiting, and you hear it let loose a scream, a ferocious scream, very intimidating sounding, and you hear what the distinct sound of his breath weapon, the lightning breath weapon, being let loose. Thank you. Words, they're hard. It's been a long day. and basically at the same time, you hear the howl of pain from clearly the or one of the hill giants guarding that particular entrance. He delays this a little bit to give the cultists a little time to get ready and approach. Soon afterwards, you see, you know, kind of in the distance, the approach of the airship. What sounds like the hill giant attempting to fight back, the thud of a thrown rock, the bellows of this giant that's in pain, airship lets loose a barrage of ballista and catapult fire in the direction of the dragon, they miss. You don't hear anything from the dragon, but you see the dragon rise up pursue the airship. The airship then turns and hightails it away with the bronze dragon making some of what appear to be some ineffectual, some actually appear to have landed blows, but you kind of get the impression that they were, you know, he was pulling his punches, so to speak. Because while the airship rocks to the side, there's no broken planks or anything like that. He's not ripping holes in the balloon or anything like he probably would be if he was trying to kill him. But he makes it look convincing. They have departed.
and they're moving, you know, toward the horizon. What is your next step?
I would suggest we wait a bit, maybe like half an hour before we communicate with Ga.
Okay.
And then make plans via another sending to have her at sunset come out with the conch, or send an emissary.
Okay. Okay.
And then in the meantime, because this is relatively early, isn't it? Because we attacked at dawn, basically. We haven't been here more than a few hours.
Right. Yeah, figure it's getting close to noon. Yeah.
Then that would give us time, or we should set our time such that we can get in a long rest in a hut out by the base of the cliff again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, you said you're waiting for about, you said about a half an hour?
Yep. Sorry, yeah. Kids are yelling.
There's some commotion near the front of the near the front gate, as it were, to Broudhog. You hear the boulder shift aside, at least partially, at least
temporarily.
and about a half an hour has gone by. What are you going to, are you going to approach this?
So we would again want to utilize Toph to do ascending. We're just opening up everybody's sheets. And how does that work? Ascending a spell?
Yeah, it's a spell.
Bala said he would be right back 5 minutes, almost exactly 5 minutes ago. But I don't know if... Yeah, okay, it's a level 3 spell. So we have two sendings to use without doing any of the spell point stuff happens with his character. Sorcery points, that's right.
And just have her use the second spell slot. Yeah, sending.
So we'll do another sending, and what should our message be? We have done as we promised. Send an emissary with the conch to where's a good location?
An easily defendable spot near the
maybe the forge outside.
Okay.
Send an emissary with a conch to the forge outside at sunset.
And we will collect
or the dragon will return.
Okay. Give me a... I'll let you choose if you want to call it deception, intimidation, persuasion.
Who needs to make the roll?
I'm sorry?
Who needs to make the roll? Toph or
Toph. Toph, yeah, making
Toph is the one doing the sending, so.
With her best.
Well, deception skill. And intimidation are both plus 8.
Yeah.
And it's not really persuasion.
No, it's not. I feel like
if anything, it is definitely intimidation.
Yeah, it's either intimidation or deception, because you're just trying to deceive them that you actually chased away the dragon and that you have some kind of, you know, authoritative control over the dragon, whereas you're just cooperating. You know, so yeah.
Well, shouldn't matter either way. So I will see if I can roll
both,
this.
Yeah, both plus eight.
Her behalf. Okay, there you go.
17. Okay. Let me take a quick look.
I did do the right one. Okay.
and you hear in what seems to be an almost mild panicked voice, you kept your word. We'll bring the conch out. Conch, whatever. You said at dusk,
to the forge at sunset.
At sunset. She's like, yeah, I will send out one of my men with the conch.
Okay. Well, I guess.
So, yeah.
And there's no response that we can make. This isn't a conversation. This is two mm-hmm. little phrases. so we'll just have to take her at her word, I guess. And do we want to set up around the forge? Because we can climb into Agadir's hut. But I don't know that we want to make ourselves potentially visible.
Mm-hmm. We're meeting in the forge inside Grudhog.
Outside of the building where that little
outbuilding
that Agadir and Lillian went to. It's in like the bottom left of this map. It's like a little hut. Let
me find it real quick.
Yep.
It's right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this hut out here. Hut. No, that's not what I want. Not good enough. Whatever. You spend the rest of the day resting up?
Yeah, so if we have the time for it, like we could do a long rest.
I'd say you do. You could probably squeeze in a long rest before dusk, just barely.
Because then that would give us Toph's third level spell slots back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do it.
And then I don't remember if Agadir cast anything. Oh yeah, he used all of his third level. Dimension
doors.
No, it was through the like fireball and the.
Oh yeah, the mind the one yeah. that.
Whichever cool. one that one is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
We should go out of sight and
on that note, he does not have a spell slot. You can use a fourth level. Yeah. Okay, you can.
And
cast spells. I don't know how this stuff works.
Also, as a sorcerer, he has sorcery points, which can get converted into spell slots, and you can convert back and forth. Things.
That's for Toph. I was thinking about Agadir's. Tiny Hut is a level 3 spell, and he has no third level, but he does have 2 fourth levels. So
yeah, you can upcast it.
He can just place it
higher. Yeah. For sure. Okay. Yeah. You cast your Lehmet's tiny hut. It kind of same thing as last time, tucked up against the side of the Grudhog, and kind of blending in with it, sort of thing. If I recall correctly, that's how you did it last time. Yeah. And the afternoon goes by. There's a little bit of chaos as you know they're reopening the den. You see a couple of of the hobgoblins leave temporarily and come back shortly thereafter. In the company of several other bugbears. And toward the end of the evening, you see at least three additional hill giants arriving from somewhere you're not sure. So during your watches and whatnot, this is not particularly, it's not a hidden, action. They're not sneaking around or anything. This is just regular in and outs that are happening. But you do notice that some additional hill giants have arrived.
Three is a lot. Okay, well, assuming that we don't encounter anything, we can take our long rest with our watches. And as we all awake, we would want to share this information between each other. Sounds like there's three giants, a few bugbears, and is it goblins that were in there?
Hobgoblins, I think.
Hobgoblins, yeah.
Because
they were originally there.
I said, I think actually in that room that it would. Let me
I thought it was like a bugbear and like a couple goblins were in there originally, but I don't remember.
Oh, and this is okay. I should just. Goblins, there are hill giants, and we're six. Okay. I said hobgoblins. They were goblins that left and came back with several others. Okay. Yeah, sorry. My bad. And then a couple of additional hill giants have arrived. You get toward dusk. And at what point do you plan on heading over there?
So, let's discuss options. Mm-hmm. The thing I'm afraid of is I don't want to just go as a whole party, even though that offers the best chance of, if there is a fight, us being able to actually take a fight. Because pretty much every hill giant that could be there would recognize myself and Agadir. Lillian and Agadir are the two quote-unquote emissaries from Sansuri who came before. Demanded our way to see Ga. We got all the way there. Disappeared without a trace, right? They know that we are powerful. They know that we are the emissaries, so we should be the ones that go. But David's not here, and we could get smacked. So I'm not sure.
I think I'll go with Lillian.
I mean, do you think we are probably safe enough with Agadir's ability to just gate us out of there if something bad happens? That we start with that approach of just the two of us and the rest of you could remain like hidden basically. Because I think the hut has to dissipate, right? Spell ends if you leave its area. So yeah, like the hut will dissipate. So you're all gonna have to come out, but you can at least stay hidden.
Hiding is skill?
Stealth. It would be stealth, yeah.
Okay, Tankrin would rather be outside than try the stealth business.
Well, specifically though, yeah, what I mean is like be stealthy outside. Like do not come in with the rest of us, with Agadir and Lillian, but be nearby such that if anything does occur, we can turn to fight.
Alternatively, has disadvantage on stealth, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's got his big armor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So alternatively is we can do another sending to bring the dragon back, knowing that they sent more than an emissary. I don't think Ga is holding up her bargain.
Not doing it willingly. Is there anything that looks that what they're carrying that could be? We don't know what it looks like, but we know what stuff we know what if we see something we don't know what it is.
Yeah, did we recognize that the giants or the bugbears, as they returned, were carrying anything of significance? That's a question for you, John.
I'm sorry. Could you read the bug? Oh, when they came back, were they carrying anything of significance?
Yep.
No.
See, that seems like a problem. No,
we don't know how big the conch is.
But this also offers a great opportunity to just reduce their numbers, right?
Yeah.
Which their numbers are primarily the thing keeping us from wanting to enter the main building. So it's like either way, this is an opportunity. What are, based on our own assessment, what is our chances of being able to fight off the group that we have seen with the five of us?
What's the composition? Like five giants?
Three giants. A number of bugbear and
goblins.
Some goblins.
It could be a tough fight, but I think we can take it.
The only other alternative I can think of is like bring the dragon back to attack that hut.
Or we could
We fight together with the dragon and but prior to that, we can use Toph to do a sending to Ga and say, we have seen what you have sent. We know the conch is not there. Rethink your actions.
Or we could, you know, while they're outside waiting for us to show up, we could sneak in and try to find it.
Yeah, and Agadir does have an invisibility spell, and I think so does
Toph. Sandwich had Pass Without Trace, so that would help Tankrin be silent.
But even better than that is invisibility, right?
different approach.
Yeah,
invisibility doesn't
make you silent.
The sound.
Yep.
Associated with the yeah.
She's not going to give up willingly. I think sneaking in is the best choice.
Sneaking into the forge?
No, sneaking into the Groothog.
While
the rest of them are outside waiting for us they think they're going to be able to attack us. So all their attention will be outside.
Yeah, we could. Toph could use Arcane Eye, right, and go scout out what the situation is inside. There's no real disadvantage right now, other than like if we wait too long, then we will lose that the sort of timing. But we could go and investigate before we make a decision.
Yeah, let's have Top send it an arcane eye.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Bala's giving it a thumbs up. I will
cast the spell.
Not know how to cast this. I assume that I cannot cast any spells for the actual character sheet. So you may have to go and like actually mark it as a like fourth level spell slot.
Not unless you have access to it, right?
Or like I think for now you just do it in VTT. Like I'm unfortunately driving right now, so I can mark it like in 10 minutes.
Well, I know that John can do it as well.
Yeah, I can.
He has access to your character sheet because we also need the long rest effects for Agadir and Toph before.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let me do that first.
I think nobody else actually used anything, so it doesn't really matter.
Long rest. Take a long rest. Confirm. Toph and Agadir. No. Toph and Agadir. Right. All right. Okay. Those are done. Now,
Toph needs to cast a level 4 spell.
Cast. 1, 2, 3. Arcane Eye. Boom. Okay. It is cast. All right. So you had it. You're having the Arcane Eye go in. Which entrance was it again?
So I assume if we are here, like around this bed marker, right, inside of the tent, or the whatever it's called.
Hut.
We can probably send it up around west, up that ladder. I don't know what the restrictions are on the eye of like flying slash taking ladders.
Could you ping that again, that location again? Because I'm...
Yeah, so the west side, the far west side. The
far west side. Okay, for some reason I thought you were...
All the characters are...
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah. Then we can take the Arcane Eye up there and then re-enter the curtains. And that would be the fastest way to determine like what is between us and Gah. In the best scenario, best case scenario.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because if that's our plan, is to immediately go and attack her directly, like that's probably the best route.
Okay. Yeah. You head up that way, and you said using Pass Without a Trace.
No, we're saying
this is just with the Arcane Eye.
Oh, sorry, the Arcane Eye. Duh. God, man, this has been a long day. as you're sending the Arcane Eye up, you actually see a collection of the bunch of the hill giants, bugbears and goblins. Actually heading out that curtained door, heading down to the forge. This is a little bit before you guys are supposed to meet, right?
Yeah, right. Just a bit more before.
So they are headed out in advance. There's a pretty big force of them. It looks about, I don't know, at least half, maybe more, of who was with Ga at the time. And they seem to be headed down to meet you, for better or for worse.
Do we see if they are also carrying anything of interest?
You roll a perception check. I'll roll a perception check for. Oh yeah, you can roll a perception.
Yeah,
check.
Yeah, I can roll stat checks. Yeah, because it just opens up the beyond 20. But
you don't notice anything specifically that looks like a conch. They are carrying. Some of them are carrying those bags that you noticed that they keep miscellaneous crap in, and that's potentially perfectly big enough to, you know, to have to find a conch and to fit a conch. Hard to say. It depends on how big the thing is.
Is there like a 1-inch gap on each of those things? Like, do we?
Oh, in that? the bags.
Not... You gotta fly the eye into the bags.
Yeah, it's gonna be dark. Yeah, I don't think it can see anything.
Yeah, unfortunately, no. They're cinched up pretty tight.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not seeing a gap big enough.
Okay.
To really quite slip in. Right. So yeah, you figure a good half or more of the people that were in that room are gone.
Or have
moved out there.
Suggest we at least continue going and making sure that Ga is still in place. I'm pretty confident that she will be, given that she seems relatively unable to move herself.
Just one other thing, like, do we know if the conch is magical? If so, like, what kind of magic it produces and stuff?
Oh, it is absolutely magical.
Would we know, like, if it's conjuration or any of those? Like, I mean,
you don't have definitive knowledge.
Okay.
But you can surmise that it is probably some sort of what would be the is it kind of, hang on a second.
Or like, I think whoever has identified in our group should be with the conch receiving team, or like, you know, like the team that's going to be receiving the conch, like, so they can identify the object, like, or just do a detect magic or something if we don't have anything like that.
Because of the nature of the conch, you figure it is some kind of conjuration magic, because it is used to teleport.
I mean, I guess the question is still, like, do we think we have the strength to take on, even if it's at half forces, right, to take on Guz guards, and in a timely enough manner that the rest of the estate does not come back, right? Because these guards are just outside. It is pretty far outside, but we're not going to be quiet if and when we fight a bunch of hill giants inside the structure. So
it might be hard for the noise to make it out for them to make a perception roll. I mean, her throne room is on the second floor, or the upper level, or the lower level?
Upper level.
Upper level, yeah. But it's like, there's really only two levels, right? There's like this basement area, and then there's the main house.
I'd say keep sending the eye in and verify where Ga is and how many guards are with her.
Okay. All right. Then you.
Just to interrupt quick. Since these guards are coming down this ladder or this area, do we want to move ourselves to the east? to avoid the crowd, if you will, and get out of eyesight before we may essentially get stuck. Because as long as we're in the hut, we should be unseen. But once we start moving, we could easily be seen.
It's a little late now, I think, to move.
I mean, given that they're inside of this windowless forge, and there's a party coming, but they're around the bend, right? They don't have any direct line of sight to where we would be moving. If we hug the inside of this structure, or the inside of this like dam, this beaver dam, can we make it around the south end back towards the like sheep pen area without being seen? I feel like we probably can. And we might want to do that before this party comes down and sees us.
Well, we should, if we haven't done it, we should do it now.
Well, that's why I was saying before we spend more time flying this eye around inside, like we should maybe be in parallel making ourselves scarce.
Sounds good to me.
All right, so John, we are going to leave the hut. Sanswer, do you want to cast Pass Without a Trace? We'll hit everybody, right?
Yep, when you guys are closer.
Yeah, we're all in the hut, so might as well just cast that, and then we can, as stealthily as possible, leave the hut, move east, avoid confrontation with this war party, if you will.
Yep, doing it.
And then in parallel, Toph can continue moving the arcane eye in and communicating with us what she sees.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So you're doing. You're all staying within. You know.
So we're all in the hut right now. Yep. Sanswood is casting Pass Without a Trace, so that we can all stealthily move from here to the east, around the like bottom of this dam area, over to the sheep pen, where our character tokens currently are, but where we actually aren't.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay, let's try to scroll. Yeah. Right.
And I can kind of draw this because we're over here. We'll go like that, and do that stealthily.
Okay. All right. Sure. And all y'all going, right?
Yep.
Yes.
The whole group.
All right. So yeah, you go ahead and roll stealth checks for me. Pardon?
I mean, and a plus 10.
Yeah.
Yes. Just add 10 to your roll. Yeah. Where did?
I don't know why it double rolls whenever I try and roll for anybody else, but whatever.
Yeah, this is kind of weird.
I rolled a 1 and 2.
That's right. An 11 and a 12.
So I got
actually not 11 and 12. It's a 14 and a 13.
Yep.
Agadir got a 20, Toph got a 13, and then Lillian got a 21.
Yeah, okay. Why is that? Oh, screwed that up. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Oh, hold on.
We never actually rescued those prisoners in the basement either.
No. All right. You move toward the sheep pen, and I mean, You're stealthy. You're pretty stealthy. The two of you that rolled, you know, stupid high, really make up for, you know, the failings of the other two. Alan, you at some point, or Lillian at some point, notices that Tankrin is going to step wrong in such a way that it would end up causing him to rattle and make noise, and she guides his footfall to make sure that he points it out and he avoids the potential disaster.
Still rolled a 17.
You had a 7, right? Because
yeah, but it's plus 10. Sandswood is the big problem where Agater actually has to step in and make sure that that Sandswood is just like inches away from tripping over a big old pile of sticks and debris at the bottom of this.
Sandswood is just too busy eating his berries.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking of berry, I have a ton.
Yeah, the dragon was very happy about this.
Yes, the dragon ate a bunch of your berries.
Bunch of them.
Remember that?
Yeah. He ate the berries after the torture, but he also ate the berries after killing a bunch of hill giants for you in the last session. Yeah. That you weren't there for. Nice. He's apparently those are your good berries.
I mean, they're not bad berries.
You think he's a brown dragon? He's a berry dragon. So, you arrive and you feel like you've gotten there without drawing any attention.
So, just with this relocation, while we are doing that, Toph is still controlling the eye and sending it further in to assess the situation inside the main chamber there. Because as a group, I would think that we probably want to, if that group of giants and bugbears was coming down that western path, that we should probably approach from the underground up those stairs.
So you get into the arcane eye gets into the main feasting hall, and you see that sure enough, in this room there remains there still remains a couple of giants. There are bugbears, or no wait, those are ogres. Yeah, a couple of ogres. What looks like goblins. There are goblins up on the wall, and there's one bugbear. I think there's one hobgoblin, excuse me, that you don't recall ever seeing. That is in there. I messed this up. There are three giants in there. So three giants, a hobgoblin, two ogres, three goblins, and are present.
This almost seems like a planned number of enemies that we could fight. Well, how do we approach? Knowing that there are multiple, basically large stone boulders that block the entrance, we're limited.
Well, the only way in is now is through the way that the others came out. Is that right?
The only way out.
The only way it's not blocked.
Right. Well, the front entrance is no longer blocked by a boulder. That has been
removed. This far front entrance, or are you talking about over here? Okay.
That has been removed. So there are two entrances where people go in and out.
Do we need to confirm, like, if the other party has the conch or not, like, before we do the attack?
I think no. Because given the fact that Gah just straight up lied, and that there is a essentially war party marching down on where we agreed to meet, I don't think there's any genuine intent that they had actually sent the conch, and we should just go on that assumption and just walk in the front door.
Yeah.
Because it's probably going to be on Gah. That's what the Oracle suggested. It seems very likely that the unwilling is very unwilling. I mean, largely, it kind of makes sense too, right? That's what sort of gives legitimacy to a lot of these tribes.
Yeah, but like, aren't they desperate to save themselves from the dragon if they come back again?
Yeah, but aren't they also real stupid?
Yeah.
You're trying to put logic where none may exist. So, I'm kind of pro just either we reduce their forces permanently by attacking the group that's outside. If we do that, I think it would be best to bring in the dragon, have him return from his, you know, fake vacation, attack the group that's outside, and we join in the fight. And that thins her forces even more, to the point where we have a lot more optionality about how we go in, because they can't regroup at that point, right? Or we go in now and attack her while she's weak and potentially just be done with it, right? And have a conch.
Yeah, as a top, like, I think the only concern is that, like, we would be destroying most of the ill giants to save the giants, right? Like, the.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, are we doing this to save giants? My understanding is no. We are doing this to restore the ordning, which are not the same thing. Like, could and would the ordning still prevail if the hill giants were completely wiped off the planet, right? The material plane.
Well, and this does not represent the entire population of hill giants in the world.
Sure, yeah, but I mean, this is like the core of the group, right? Mm-hmm.
Certainly, she is the leader, and, you know, and this is a very important, this is, you know, perhaps the most important, settlement, but, yeah.
And I'll also just let you know that we already did kill a bunch of them. I say we, it's very much the royal we of our cherry dragon friend. But, yeah, I mean, realistically, I think we just have to choose between one of those two options of how do we want to approach attacking either the group outside or the group inside.
I'm thinking the group outside, right? And then like we could come back and attack the group inside later if they gonna be like that. But like I'm fine with either way. But like I'm just like trying to see like we could give a chance to see like if they even at least brought the conch. That way like it can go without a conflict. Like if we can identify like that's a conch, like even if they're gonna try to attack us, like probably we could just go away with the conch, or at least we know like what it looks like and we can go back and steal it later.
Yeah, I think I like the outside.
Yeah, it does give us optionality as well of escape is more viable. And good. Straight up, right, she has that many fewer forces for us to deal with whenever we eventually attack the inside, which we will then almost certainly have to do.
Yeah.
But given that, I do think it makes sense then to call the dragon back, have him fight with us. He could even initiate the battle. And then... But we do join it this time.
Yes.
So I guess, how exactly do we want to execute on that? Do ascending to the dragon. Say... Ga lived up to her name.
Yeah.
We request your assistance once again. On the southwest side, there is a group of giants. Attack at will. We will join you. Probably short enough. We could trim some words if we needed to, but I don't know. Doesn't seem important. And then when and if the dragon returns, then we will join in the fight from the east and basically try and kill as many of the hill giants as we can in this one encounter.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
What does dragon say in return?
It says, I'm not far away. I'm just out of sight, on the airship. I will be there momentarily.
Okay.
Okay.
So let us as a group then pass without a trace lasts an hour, right?
I believe that's right.
Yeah. I need to be concentrated on it.
Yep. So while we still have that active, and as dusk falls, I think we should head back west and be, you know, within 100 feet or so, ready to jump into battle as soon as anything starts. So I don't know what 100 feet is from here, but we can also see what we see. These outside squares are so tiny. If you think about it, this building is actually quite large.
Yeah, it is.
But they are also giants, so like,
mm-hmm.
That's not crazy.
Okay.
But that is a 4,100 square foot forge.
Yeah. the you're talking about the forge alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
75 by 55 feet.
Okay, so where are you guys headed again?
So we are going to head from our position over here in the corner.
Yeah.
We are going to head west, back tracing back basically back the path we took.
Okay.
And get in position essentially where Agadir's token is here, sort of like mm-hmm. tucked down in this corner. I don't know if those
tokens
are supposed to be there, but
yeah, I think it maybe. I can't remember why it's there, but yeah.
But basically trying to stay out of sight and mm-hmm. just get into position such that when the dragon returns, and he makes an attack upon this group that we will join in the fight.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's move to that screen. I have having an issue with some of the stuff I did here. I managed to really screw up some of these.
By the way, curious, does any woman's identify on what is the range on it, or is it on touch, or like is that a range?
I think identify is a touch spell.
That's right.
Yeah. I think Agadir has it.
Agadir, yeah.
But we do have, like, Sanswood does have detect magic, right? Which has like a 30-foot radius.
Ritual cast, though, isn't it?
What's that?
Isn't it a ritual cast, detect magic for
Sanswood? It can be a ritual cast. It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
If you ritual cast it, it doesn't cost a spell slot. That's the advantage of ritual cast. That's why he always does it as ritual cast. Also, identify takes a minute.
I guess it's a concentration spell. Let me check.
Once I get into position, like, and we stay out of sight, and we just basically try and stay out of sight, then you could cast detect magic. It's still only 30-foot radius, though, from self. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's we're not gonna detect much until we like actually get into the heat of things. Anyway,
I mean that the problem is that would make us lose the pass without trace. It's also concentration.
I don't think we're gonna want to cast detect magic even in battle, and outside of battle, we're not gonna be close enough for it to be effective. Yeah. So it's like, just hold on that. If after we kill all of them, nobody dies, then you can cast detect magic and look at the corpses and see if Go was just purposely misunderstanding what send an emissary meant.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. So you get into position, I need there. Gosh darn it. I am going to have to mess around with this to get these.
That's fine. Honestly, the longer we can delay having a battle where David isn't here to control his character, where he could possibly die, the better.
The better, yeah.
I just saw the dragon get hit by a rock for like 34 damage, and so I'm like worried.
Of course, the dragon also hit with a lightning weapon for
I'm aware he's the thing is, if I get hit by a rock
mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point. Yeah that is a fair point.
And if Agadir, who has even less AC than me, gets hit by a rock,
all right, three of these guys they go. Here. Okay.
Trying to familiarize myself with all of Agadir's spells. Like, I don't think I've ever seen him cast the Psychic Lance.
All right. So, as the meeting time approaches, the giants and ogres and goblins that came out of the Groud Hug kind of line up Oh, we're not even on the same, the right screen here. I'm forgetting you guys need to be over there too.
Since I have the Arcane Eye up, like I'm gonna just keep following them. Like,
you're gonna follow the ones that move outside.
Yeah,
you would originally pass them by. So you're gonna come back outside and monitor them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Trying to see if I can just get hold of them.
Okay.
Just to make sure, I think if they're riding or something. So.
Yeah, they seem to be out in the open.
Okay. They're not stealthy or like trying to.
No, they're not sneaking around. They're not trying to. Trying to be surreptitious about anything or whatnot. And where are y'all going to be? Are you gonna approach them at some point or what?
We are going to wait until the dragon gets here.
Should we just approach them and just try and detect it? Like in the meantime, what if they just hand over and left? Like I'm still very optimistic. Like, but I don't think that's going to happen. But yeah,
we were the message that we sent to Gah was fairly clear. She has visibly chosen to ignore it, and not only ignore it, but ignore it kind of openly. Because, like, a whole goddamn army is just sitting outside here. So I don't think I want to do anything involving talking to them.
makes sense, yeah. That makes sense, too, yeah.
Especially because I'm probably going to be one of the people talking, and I'm not that interested in getting hit by a rock. They can try and hit Tankrin. He has the ability to not get hit or not take damage from it.
Okay.
So when the dragon arrives, so we are sitting, unfortunately this map is a little bit not super easy to tell, but like basically over here by the river, like we kind of just walked back, I don't know, between this like bed and cage maybe. Because we were just trying to keep within close enough range while staying out of sight, given that it's dusk. We saw it pass without a trace active and wait for the dragon to arrive. And when he does and starts his attack, then we're joining in.
Okay. All right. So you... so you're sitting there waiting for the dragon to arrive, and as you do, as it approaches, apparently I'm not allowed to cut. You can copy and you can paste, but you cannot cut. At some point you see coming over the trees from behind the goblins. The goblins and the ogres and the hill giants. Are you guys stealth? You're not stealth, you're just approaching.
We are stealth.
Oh, you are stealth.
In the sense that we're still have a path without a trace and we're still like so.
Okay, all right.
Based on this distance and based on when we send that sending, I'm fairly confident we would have gotten to this position before the dragon arrives. So we would be still waiting.
Okay.
But as soon as it attacks, my plan, at least, I don't know about everybody, is I will not be stealthy anymore and just attack.
Okay, all right. you're sitting there waiting, and shortly before dusk, the dragon comes flying low across the tops of the trees, across from this river, and approaches from behind toward these unsuspecting giants and everybody. Why can't I?
I want to cast, if you're going to be attacking directly, I'm going to be casting Nautic Pattern right away when I see the dragon.
Okay, so as soon as you see the dragon, you're going to do Hypnotic Pattern. And go ahead and mark where you're going to do the Hypnotic Pattern. Can I not see? Okay, I'm
just back home.
Not going to try to rotate the stupid dragon to... he is going to send his lightning breath.
He's going to do a breath?
Okay. Yeah, he's going to do a lightning breath straight down each creature in that line. Basically,
just a reminder, Bala, too, the sizes of things on here, 30 feet is not actually all that much.
Oh, I see. This is pretty huge.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, if they are spread apart, then there is no point in doing it.
Where are we on the map? I don't see us.
Our tokens currently aren't, but we would be between the bed and the cage icons.
Okay, tokens aren't there yet. All right, it's fine.
Our tokens are actually over on the right. We can move them ourselves, so I'll just move my dude over here.
So he comes in at an angle that that allows him to catch several of these two of the giants. One of the ogres and one of the goblins, and he is going to go ahead and do his lightning breath. Okay, and there is a DC 19 dexterity save, but not for the goblin. And let's start with the ogre. Oh, I don't have an ogre up here. He is going to do a dexterity saving throw. He fails miserably and is basically just toasted by the spell as well. Followed by the two hill giants. First one fails miserably. Second one fails as well, just not as miserably. And they both take 64 points of damage. So everybody failed. Everybody's a failure. Okay, and that begins the round. Now let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Select your token first. Mm-hmm. Where is my token?
So your tokens are over to the right on the like sheep's grounds. And then also note, John, somebody will need control of Agadir.
Okay, yeah.
We're all rolling very low.
I didn't even see what I rolled.
Okay. Where is the turn order? Okay, there's the turn order. Make sure I didn't accidentally leave some stuff in here. No, it all looks good. Oh, that's the dragon.
And we still need Agadir and Sandswood.
And we still need Agadir and Sandswood. Agadir. Oh, Agadir and Sandswood are on there. Did I?
Oh, maybe they are.
Yeah. Did somebody roll for them?
Nobody rolled for Agadir, though, did we?
What?
Did somebody?
Who wrote for me? But yeah, I did not.
No, yeah. I
Yeah, I don't think either of them were rolled. That's probably like old initiatives.
Yeah, Tinker 5, Toph 8.
It looks like everybody else's is correct. It's just...
No, Toph rolled at 8, and it's showing 5 here.
And I can
okay. Yeah, maybe we were still in the order.
Yeah.
Okay, I become 10. I just wrote.
Okay. All right, so you are... And then we still need to do Agater, right?
Yep.
Agater. Oh, I need to select Agater, right? And then do a...
I can't tell when it's going to roll it.
Oh, hey, there you go. Yeah, you're welcome for Agater's 21.
Lillian now has a 21.
How did Lillian get a 21? I don't even see the 21 had been rolled.
And Agadir has an 11. Well, you rolled the 21 for Agadir. So I'm wondering if you had my token selected.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah. What? All right. What did you have?
I had a 10.
10. Okay. That's exactly what happened. All right. So I think they're right.
Yep. It looks right. I think they're right.
Okay. Agater.
Can we move our tokens over to the...
You should be able to move your own token as long as you can select
it. Except for Agater needs to be... I actually need to... Is it just Toph and Lillian that are over there?
No, it should be everybody. Like, the whole group was doing everything as group. So we'd all 5 be there.
So yeah, but no, I meant token wise. So
oh yeah, yeah. Currently, it's just the 2 of us over there. The other 2 are over in the encampment by the sheep.
I see them. Yeah, just having way too much fun with sheep.
Technically, the dragon is still there as well. In paladin form.
Paladin, yeah, that's right. That one, I think I get delete. Okay. So yeah, now that the dragon has attacked, Agater, what would you like Agater to do?
What does Agater do? I don't know.
Things, plays instruments,
so many things. It's like every time I look at Toph's character sheet, I'm simply like, well, I don't know what half of these things are.
He just sings and dances.
Like, I don't think I've ever seen Agater cast Polymorph and I know that Sleep wouldn't be useful in this case, or like Psychic Lance. Like, Fireball is probably not super helpful given the area and how spread apart everything is. So do we just focus on this close giant first, make our way through one at a time?
Yes, concentrate on one target.
And maybe Agater just walks into range and then shoots his crossbow. Does he only has one attack per action, right? Yeah. Is there anything else?
Okay. Sorry, what is Agater doing again?
I don't know, unless anybody...
Advancing and then firing his crossbow.
Yeah, I mean, the only other thing I can think of is, like, just using, like, Vicious Mockery or something, but actually that's only 60-foot range, never mind.
Oh, okay, unless you're going to use some spells or something like that.
Yeah, which, I don't know.
I mean, he has Fireball, but...
Yeah, I don't think Fireball is helpful.
Yeah.
But there is the Psychic Lance, which seems to do very high single target damage.
It's Fireball and Sleet Storm, and it's got a bunch, actually. Psychic Lance, right?
This is basically just 7d6 on a failure. And it's an intelligence saving throw, which seems decent against Hill Giant.
And that's got a range of 120 feet.
Yep. So you could just cast it where he's standing. High damage, okay. Single target.
Single target. Which one is going to target? The front one?
I assume the one that's closest.
Okay. All right. So let's see. Target must make intelligence wisdom saving throw with a DC of 15. Intelligence saving throw.
Although actually, wait, is fireball not just more damage for the same spell slot?
Yeah, but the radius.
It's got a 20-foot radius, so you're gonna only. You could only hit one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, we can only hit one, but it looks like it does 8d6 instead of 7d6. Plus.
And it's a, but it's a, it is a dexterity saving throw. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Maybe
that's
they're true. More dexterous than they're intelligent. Who knows?
They almost certainly are.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're pretty fucking dumb, but they're also big and you know and lumpy. So yep. I don't know. So you're going to stick with the lance?
It also incapacitates them
for a turn. Yeah, that is an advantage. All right, we ready?
Yeah, sure, let's do that. What's the worst that can happen? We're only using one of his fourth level spells.
Saving throw. Meets it, beats it. So he it actually saves the saving throw. And 33 that's actually pretty high damage for 76, especially considering 42 is the max. So that ends up doing 16 points of damage to the. Unfortunately.
And then can you also mark a fourth level spell slot
not
used?
Yeah. It is.
Not incapacitated.
Not incapacitated, right. All right. And. Right, so next up will be the Gerblin. One of the Gerblins. He really can't get at you guys. He's going to just shoot his bow and arrow at the dragon, which is kind of a joke. Come on. Basically shooting an arrow in panic.
The oh god, oh god, oh god defense.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And out of pure fucking luck, connects with the dragon and the dragon does not seem too particularly impressed at the 6 points of damage that it was done to it, but certainly seems to be side-eyeing the poor little goblin. The next goblin is up, and he sees his buddy succeed in shooting a dragon. He's going to do the same thing, but he is a little more afraid, and the arrow goes wide. Now the hell giant closest to Felgaroth is going to turn about and throw a rock directly at the dragon, and he is going to.
Do they have ammunition with rocks, or are they like?
So this is a fairly rocky area. There is a limited number of rocks that they can simply, off the cuff, just pick up and go. It won't be. It's not like infinite, but they clearly were prepared and had a couple of rocks with them.
Yep.
And he actually connects, hits the dragon with a rather significant blow to its side, which kind of, you know, you can see that he is far more injured by this rock than anything else that's happened so far. He is And in response, he is going to descend down and basically coming down, two claws outstretched. He is going to make two claw attacks against this. Yeah, that was, I didn't need to whisper that one. I'll roll that one publicly. Both of them hit, and just seem to just about wreck this hill giant, but he seems to be surviving. That is until Felgaroth leans down and just tears his head off, and he's gone. So next up is one of the ogres, or the only remaining ogre, who sees the descending dragon and moves forward to make a great club attack, and hits for 18 damage. And Lillian, would you like to do something?
Oh, I suppose. I am going to move towards the fight, which is... Sure. And I will shoot my crossbow at the closest giant. Trying to decide if it is worth casting Hunter's Mark. I don't think it is, because I can't even reset it.
Using a crossbow, not the longbow?
Yep. I switched entirely to a crossbow.
Okay.
Because of what's called crossbow mastery.
Ah.
So, because I can still shoot it twice, it does higher damage and higher hit DC. Okay, so I guess I will just shoot it with the crossbow. I don't want to do anything else, I don't think. So, shoot it once. Does an 11 hit?
An 11, you're attacking this the
first. Yep, the closest giant, right? Hill giant to our group.
An 11 actually does not hit.
Okay.
All right. And
then I will shoot again.
And a natural 20 will absolutely hit.
That would be for 14?
Totally.
Or 12, sorry.
12, yeah, 12.
This is not hard math, and I messed it up.
At first he's like holding his head, but then this arrow comes along and just plunges straight into his shoulder, and he bellows in pain from both of them. Any other attacks or movement?
Nope, that is it for me.
Okay, and Sanswood.
You're speaking, Sanswood. You are muted.
No, sorry. I did not think what I'm going to do. Can I willingly be 8 for this round? I don't want to pause you guys too long.
I'm sorry, what was the... You wanted to...
Can I let the giant move first and then move with it?
You want to move... basically, you're...
being 8 for this turn, is it possible?
What you can do is permanently move. What I allow people to do is permanently move their turn order.
I see.
Actually, Toph is before the hill giant. I should probably, and actually, he's supposed to be a dragon, supposed to be there. You can permanently move your initiative to a lower order. You can't raise it back up, but you can permanently move it to a lower position if you want.
Okay, then I want to permanently be after Toph.
After Toph. Okay. All right. Yeah. And then Toph, what is Toph gonna do?
Okay. I'm gonna do for sure, like I wanna do the Tasha's mind whip, but like I'm trying to see if we wanna move or not.
Mm-hmm.
Let me first do so the attack this way. So this is what I'm gonna be doing. Where did the scale go? Sorry, like I couldn't able to find this. It's gonna definitely hit. Let me hit him first, and then I'll move away next. So,
I believe
that's a save, right? Like,
an intelligence save. Okay, I was for some reason I was having trouble finding where it said what kind of a save. So you're leveraging its best stat. A 7 will not save.
Yeah,
sure. So you go ahead and you're going to do 3d6 damage, and it can't take a reaction to the end of its next turn. All right.
It must choose whether it gets to move an action or a bonus action. It gets only one of those three.
Okay. Interesting. An action or a bonus action? Well, interesting.
Sucks okay. for that, giant.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, yeah, that's Toph.
I'm going to move, but I'll move our Sanswit can go. Like, I'm just going to move around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Sanswit.
Again, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice. Am I talking? I don't even know if I
you talk. Are talking.
Okay, so I want to move from here to here, which is 20 feet away, this corner that makes me be in 55 with the giant.
Yeah.
And then I'll cast Toll the Dead.
Okay.
Is the target missing any of its hit points? I believe yes. Right?
The front hill giant, hill giant, absolutely. Actually, all the hill giants are injured.
Yep.
All the hill giants that are still alive.
So
it's a DC 13.
DC 13
wisdom save.
Throw. And what happened if it failed? Let me check.
I believe it takes. Does it take no damage on a fail?
You should be. Take 1d8. If the missing anything, take another d8.
Well, that's if it fails the saving throw.
Let me see if it takes save. Succeed or take. Yeah, if it fails, it takes
no damage.
Takes no damage, yes.
Okay, yeah. Fortunately, it rolled a natural 20 for a total of 19.
Nah. So and become 19?
Yeah, it was a natural 20, it became 19. So it is a negative 1.
Wow. They're wiser than I thought.
Negative 3 for intelligence, too. So.
Yeah. Well,
It's funny, it passed both the saving checks that it has negative with, and then it failed the saving throw that it has the most positive with.
Right. okay. So you've done movement?
Yep.
So anything else?
No, for this round, yes. No.
Quick one, Sean. Did you do long rest for me? Because my sorcery point was...
Yep.
Had only one sorcery point right now.
I did a long rest for you. It's possible it just didn't clear up everything. So yeah, just go ahead and reset whatever you need to.
I think the only thing you'd be down is one fourth level for Arcane Eye that we cast before we left the hut.
And one sending. Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
Yeah, and one sending, right. Okay, the hill giant that you guys have been picking on. Who hit him with the arrow? That was Lillian.
That was Agador. He's way in the back.
That was Lillian. That was Lillian.
No.
I'm pretty sure. Does a 10 hit you?
No.
I don't think
so. Well, he is in so much pain, and he is like staggering that he just whips this rock and it just goes like all way over your head and just like ends up hitting the side of the dam there, and just doesn't do anything, and he's still affected by what is it, the mind whip, and he can't do anything. He can't move. He can't do anything. So Tankrin, you're up.
Yeah, he's, if I do a double action, can I, or a dash, can I still do a bonus action?
You can do a bonus action, yes. A dash is your dash is an action, okay. So you can't attack, but you can do anything that is a bonus action.
Okay, so Tankrin is going to dash. I can grab my token, dash to there, and cast Shield of Faith, and that's it.
Okay. You put yourself in harm's way. All right. The other hill giant turns to meet the greater threat. And it approaches and is going to take two great club attacks against the dragon and hits both of them. Wow, for a total of 45 points of damage. That's all right. Quite a bit. And that's his turn. Agador.
What is Agador to do? Just a time note, we do have 2 minutes until 6:30.
Maybe we should
this is top of the order, so maybe this is a good place to stop.
I was gonna say this all seems right. Ideal, and then David can control himself next time.
There you go. And we'll pick up here next time, and all right.